That's savoury.
Breakfast food with Leisha Jones on 95BFM.
Morena, Leisha. It's lovely to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to be back.
I know. We've missed a few food sessions, and I got to say, it's hard.
It's left you hungry,
it's
has
left
it?
Left me hungry, I see.
Hey, you've been overseas having a fantastic holiday. I presume you did a bit of good eating while you were over there.
Yes. Whenever we travel anywhere, food is always the focus of everything we do. So, but we actually went over to Europe for a wedding, a friend's wedding. So we started off in London, and London's obviously one of the greatest food cities in the world. It's got not only like amazing restaurants, but also just such a huge and diverse population. So there's just all different kinds of amazing food everywhere, like street food and markets, yep. and all different, you know, ethnicities and cultures and stuff. But my favourite thing about London is the pubs. Like,
I was
going
to ask you about that. Did you have like a pub lunch?
Yeah, I mean, we had a lot, plenty of pub food. but they're just so good. Like, they kind of serve this really, you know, sophisticated food out of unassuming environments. Like, some of the pubs you walk into, you'd never imagine that the food that would come out of the kitchen would be so good, you know?
Yeah.
And they've obviously got amazing beers, and you know, you get things like whole fish with like a beautiful salad.
Yum.
And
oh wow.
Yeah.
I would never pick that out of a pub.
Yeah.
I think like chips.
Yeah. Solid
sausages
chip.
Or something.
Yeah, well, we went to some really nice pubs where they were serving, just really sophisticated food. We had this one place that has apparently been voted the best pub in the UK. And
Cool.
They had this curried kid bun, so it was like goat curry inside this freshly baked soft bread roll, and then it was served with this like Indian raita-esque kind of yogurt dipping sauce.
My mouth is watering.
Yeah. So things like that. And that was just like a tiny little wooden, you know, like traditional pub. So then we went to the English countryside, and we went to more pubs there.
I was going to say, that's big pub territory.
The pubs there are just so beautiful and delightful. They're like something from a movie. You know,
some of them are so old as well, literally hundreds of years old pubs. It's
which
quite
is so
incredible.
Bizarre to think about, like the people that might have gone there like hundreds of years
200
ago.
Years ago.
Yeah.
We're not even really that old. There's pubs older than us.
Yeah. And they're just, you know, like covered in beautiful greenery, and then you get, and my friend, my Australian girl I was with, kept saying she felt like a real bogan anytime she went into these pubs because everybody's sort of acting so proper there, you know, there's like ladies drinking tea and stuff, and you know, it's sort of quite, you know,
I'll have
English.
Your cheapest beer.
And then, they have, you know, things like Scotch eggs and Welsh rabbit and white bay and stuff like that, which is just all so good. Like,
how do they get whitebait over there?
I mean, whitebait you can, I think, I mean, it's just like
small
sprat. Yeah, but the whitebait they have there is a bit different. It's bigger, and they
is it
batter
called
it
whitebait over there?
Yeah, they call it whitebait.
Okay,
yeah.
Right.
But they don't serve it in like fritters. They sort of fry it, and it's more like a chip, really.
Okay,
so that's that sort of size.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then after that, we went to Portugal, went to Lisbon, and the food in Portugal I found to be surprisingly kind of like heavy, even though it's quite close to the coast and they have lots of seafood and stuff, but there was just, we ate so much like bread and meat and cheese.
Right.
And I was just like dying for a vegetable by the time we left.
Was it a lot of hot food or mostly cold food? It must have been
both.
Boiling.
Yeah. I mean, it was summer and it was hot, but yeah, I mean, we went to this really famous seafood restaurant and there's lots of great seafood there.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, everything you order is just swimming in garlic butter, you know?
Right.
So you don't leave feeling like you want to hit the beach
like
afterwards.
You've had
exactly.
a fresh, like, nice, crisp salad.
I do love garlic butter, though, so I wouldn't really be complaining.
I'm not mad at garlic butter at all. But we went to this one really famous seafood restaurant, and they give you this mound of buttered bread when you sit down, and it's got like visible chunks of butter on it.
Oh, like, that
you
sounds
can
like
see.
My drink.
Yum.
And then you order, like, we ordered prawns and clams, and everything is in this garlicky butter. So then you're dipping this already buttered bread into garlic butter, and you just, I don't even think there was actually a salad on the menu, you know? There wasn't even an option.
Just more sides of garlic butter.
Yeah. but also, the great thing about that restaurant was that it's really famous and really busy, and outside in the courtyard there's always a queue, and on the wall there was a pour your own beer machine where you put in a €2 coin and you could pull yourself like a frosty pint.
That's cool.
While you're waiting in the line.
You're waiting in the line.
Yeah, while you're
like
waiting
that.
Outside
that's
the courtyard.
Cool.
I would love to have one of those in my house.
So that's my kind of queue.
My kind of queue.
And so then Portugal's also really famous for their tinned fish. They do like a lot of these like conserved kind of sardines, mackerel,
say, is that like
tuna,
sardines,
anchovies.
And stuff like that.
So there's shops everywhere selling those, and I love that kind of stuff. And then again, you just, you know, you rip the top off, it's always in olive oil, and you serve it with more buttered bread again.
Yeah.
And I actually took brought a whole bunch back. And,
Did you? Did you have to clear that through customs?
I did, yeah. They were fine. They didn't even ask to look at it. Oh. But actually, when I left Portugal and flew to Spain, I got thoroughly searched because I think that they look like bricks of cocaine or something, kind of, the way they're wrapped, because they're kind of all like stacked and they were kind of that kind of shape.
Like, what's
and,
in this?
Yeah, so they,
like, it's just sardines, I swear.
Yeah, they really opened up and went through my bag and they read all the ingredients on the side and everything just to make sure. so yeah, so I brought a whole bunch of those back. And then also in Portugal, they have this really famous tart called the pastel de nata, which is like
I
a Portuguese
egg. I love those. They're one of my favourite things in the world.
Yeah.
Are they, those are the Portuguese egg tarts.
Portuguese egg tart, yeah.
They kind of look like a creme brulee.
Yeah, and they're, and the pastry is almost like a croissant, like it's really flaky. But to be honest, after being there for 4 days, I feel like I never want to see one again because we just ate so many of them, you know, they're everywhere. And we stayed in this apartment where every morning they would put, they'd hang on our door, a bag full of bread and pastries and orange juice. And we were only three people in this apartment, and every morning they would drop off about 8 bread rolls and 6 of those Portuguese egg tarts.
It's like you have to eat them because otherwise it's rude.
Yeah.
So I was like, for the first couple of days, I was like, these are delicious. And then I was like, okay, I never want to see another Portuguese egg tart.
Were they good everywhere, or were they?
There was better ones. Some were better than others. And yeah, I became a bit of a connoisseur over the 4 days.
if you're looking for somewhere that you can eat them in Tamaki Makaurau, I know that there's the Portuguese bakery at the top of K Road does them, and also Olaf's Bakery in Mount Eden does them too, and they're really good there.
Mm, yeah.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking, I could do with 6
probably
pastel
de nata
hanging off my door right now. Those are my recs for where you can get them, but I don't know if someone else knows another place that you can get them. You can text it in 5395. That sounds quite fun though, having a little like bag of goodies left outside your door.
It was very exciting, yeah. But then every day I was like, we've got to eat all the bread. There's more coming tomorrow.
Bread panic.
Yeah. So then we went to Spain after that. We went to Mallorca and we stayed kind of on the other side opposite to Palma, so away from like the bigger part of Mallorca, and in this really quiet little old town. And we hired a villa which had an outdoor kitchen, and a friend of mine came and he's used to be a chef. So he just cooked for us all week on these, like, there was like a coal barbecue outside. And the nearest little corner store, which would be like the equivalent of a dairy to us, just was this amazing little shop that just had so much like beautiful fresh produce and like manchego cheese and yamon and just like all, you know, and just like in a little dairy, you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
So yeah, that was the dream. We just cooked all week. And
what
just
was the highlight dish
My friend Mark, he bought like a really beautiful piece of steak and he cooked it on the charcoal barbecue, and he overcooked it a little bit and he was a bit upset about that, but,
but and that now you're shaming him on the radio.
I was gonna say, this is like
someone
who cooks like a piece of meat and they feel like they've overcooked it. Like, I know I had a family member, I won't name them, who overcooked a steak at Christmas one year, and it literally took until the next Christmas for him to forgive himself.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it was ongoing, like, healing process throughout the entire year.
Yeah, he was upset about it. He's not going to be happy about me broadcasting it either. But yeah, I mean, because...
But you loved it. It was your highlight dish.
Yeah, so. It was, anything that was cooked on that charcoal barbecue, to be honest, was delicious. We did lots of, like, roasted peppers on there, and the outdoor kitchen also had these big paella pans, which we cooked, like, pasta in and stuff. But, you know, it's summertime in Spain, like, all the produce is just so delicious. Like, it doesn't really need much. You don't need to do much to it. You just kind of, we went on a boat one day and they just served us fresh tomatoes with anchovies on top, and like that was it, and just like bread,
just delicious.
You know, and just a bottle of crisp white wine. And
is there much that you've taken from this trip that you would bring into your cooking at home? Like, are you going to buy a charcoal barbecue if you don't already have one?
We do have one, yeah, but we're just kind of slack at using it. But yeah, we do have one. But I think that, yeah, I really fell in love with Spanish food on this trip, and I think that it's quite hard to find in Auckland, actually. Like, I think there's not, I can't really think of anywhere where you get like good Spanish food, and I think it's just so simple and so delicious. And then we finished off our trip in Berlin, where I used to live there 7 years ago, and back then it was but there was not that many restaurants, restaurants, you know, only a few. But it's just changing so much all the time. There's so many, you know, people from all over the world moving there. So there's loads of new restaurants opening. But one of the things I love the most about Berlin is the Turkish food. There's like a huge Turkish community there, especially in Neukölln, where we normally stay because all our friends live there. And it's just everywhere and it's so cheap. And you get these like plates of just falafel, fried halloumi, hummus, pickles, flatbread, and it's like €5, you know, for just this
that
giant
delicious
plate of food. Yeah, and then there's also this place that we went to a bit when we were hungover, which is called Rizza, and it's like a Turkish KFC.
Oh, cool.
And so you get like fried chicken, but then it's served with hummus and salad and flatbreads.
Oh,
instead of like, yeah.
Yum.
That sounds great. Very
delicious.
Good.
Yeah.
Hey, very jealous. That sounds like a mean trip, but thank you. I feel quite inspired now to go.
I feel hungry.
And if do anything else, maybe go and get myself a Portuguese egg tart this afternoon. Thanks so much, Leisha. Lovely to have you back.
You're welcome.
That hit the spot.
Breakfast food on 95 BFM.